unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about them.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all,
y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airways of SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. The number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. It's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. 888-623-3646. As always, if you wanted to send in your voicemail messages, you can go to SiriusXM.com/GetSerious to send in those voicemail messages. Once again, that's SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. Got a jam-packed show coming your way. A lot of topics to tackle, to get into, or whatever. One of them has saddened me, is hurting my heart to even touch, but it's unavoidable, and I will do so in just a few minutes. But the first order of business, the order of the day, is the whole Lane Kiffin story. I told y'all he was going. I told you he was going, okay? And it's no surprise he's going to LSU either, because Florida ultimately backed out once they recognized that they weren't going to be able to compete with LSU. And Lane Kiffin, the now former coach at Ole Miss, who's guided them to an 11-1 win or record this season, who just led them to victory in the Egg Bowl over Mississippi State, has got them a number 7 ranking in the nation, in position to compete for the college football playoffs, to compete for a national championship. And that is the story that is basically pervasive throughout the country right now, because you got a whole bunch of people out there that consider him a pariah. You saw people booing him profusely as he was, you know, approaching the private jet that was awaiting to take him to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to be an LSU Tiger and what have you. You had people booing him and excoriating him and all of this other stuff. To me, I mean, please, folks could kick rocks. Folks could just kick rocks. I just don't get it. I mean, I've seen the pundits. I've been on the air with some of the pundits. I've heard everything that everybody has had to say. I don't give a damn. You know, I don't want to hear about Lane Kiffin's past. If you're talking about his past and the kind of person that he is, I can't defend it. I'm not here to defend it. I'm not here to defend what happened with him when he was a head coach for the Raiders. I'm not here to defend him when he was coaching at Tennessee. I'm not here to defend him when he was coaching at USC and he got let go on the tarmac. I'm not here to defend him when Nick Saban fired him the week of the national championship game before they lost to Clemson because he was a bit distracted. I'm not here for all of that. I'm not here for it. I understand it, and whatever happened to him and whatever his character warranted, it warranted. This, to me, is a completely, completely different situation. You're at Ole Miss. You've been there for 6 years. You won 74% of your games. Over the last 4 years, nobody has won more games in college football than Lane Kiffin, other than Ryan Day at Ohio State, number one, Dan Henning at Oregon, number two, Kirby Smart at Georgia, number three, and Lane Kiffin is number four. That's it. That is it. And for me, with that being the case, to go to Ole Miss, Oxford, Mississippi, okay, it's not LSU. LSU, for all intents and purposes, is blue blood. It's blue blood. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And in my mind, hey, you go for it. Here's where I understand. So we have to remember, on October 7th, the NCAA adopted a new transfer portal model that condenses the previous winter and spring windows into one 15-day window from January 2nd to January 15th. All right? That's about a month later and a week shorter than before. We get that part, okay? And so when you're talking about the transfer portal and you're talking about January 2nd, and you know, that might be a reason you don't want the man coaching your team at that particular moment in time. I understand. I understand that. Here's my challenge to a lot of people out there that were talking about this, that felt like he should have been gone. And I saw some article in the Wall Street Journal about them saying he needed to be gone. The minute he said he was going to coach at LSU, he needed to be gone. And then you got people in Oxford, Mississippi, treating him like he's the devil. Stop. Stop it right now. The man went out on the field and won the Egg Bowl for you, didn't he? He had a 10-1 record, didn't he? Only game this season they lost was to Georgia, didn't he? You're top 7 in the nation, aren't you? You're in a position to win a national championship, are you not? If it were me, and I'm Ole Miss, if Lane Kiffin truly, truly wanted to coach the football team, and see if he could win a national championship. Under no circumstances must two things happen. You cannot take any players from Ole Miss programs, from Ole Miss's program. Nobody. Nor any coaches. The coaches stay here. The players stay here. And if you're willing to commit to that contractually, that guess what? You're going to start anew at LSU and you're not going to take anybody from Ole Miss. I see no problem with him coaching. I see no problem with him coaching in an effort to try to win a national championship. Now, they immediately promoted defensive coordinator Pete Golding as the school, not interim coach, as the school's permanent coach soon after. Here's my point. If Pete Golding can coach the team for the college football playoffs right now, why wouldn't he be able to take over as Lane Kiffin's successor immediately upon the playoffs being over? A matter of fact, why couldn't you announce that Pete Golding will be coaching this football program into the future while still letting Lane Kiffin finish the job he started? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ole Miss. Can we put it in its proper perspective? Ole Miss hasn't been in the national championship picture since John F. Kennedy was president. I'm going to repeat that. Ole Miss, 1959, 1960, 1962. Those are their last championships. They haven't been in the championship picture since John F. Kennedy was president. And you didn't need Kim Kardashian to put on a wig or something to look like Marilyn Monroe, because Marilyn Monroe was alive and kicking. Marilyn Monroe. I'm just saying that about Kim Kardashian because I recall some skit or whatever it was when she had on the Marilyn Monroe look. Looked good, by the way. The point that I'm making to you is that a long time ago. Marilyn Monroe, John F. Kennedy, 1962. Ladies and gentlemen, that's over 60 years ago. You were nothing, nothing, until Lane Kiffin came along. Again, all bets are off if he's trying to recruit players to come to LSU. Contractually, nope, you're not allowed to do that. No players coming from Ole Miss to LSU. You're willing to agree to that? He says he wanted to coach the team. I don't like the reports that said he was trying to tell coaches, if you come in, come right now, or not at all. Nah, you don't do that. All right, if that's the case, and that's what Lane Kiffin did, he deserved to have his ass booted out the door the minute he accepted the LSU job. Bump that. You're absolutely right, Mr. Carter, the AD for Ole Miss. I totally agree if those were the circumstances. My point is, and the only point that I've been making to everybody, is that if Lane Kiffin wants to stay and coach the team and try to win a national championship and finish the job that he started, if he wants to do that and he's willing to commit that no players nor coaches from Ole Miss would be coming to LSU, then I say, why not let him coach? He came this far. He's won 74% of his games. He did this already. What's the problem? That's how I look at it. 888 Mad Dog 6 is always the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. 888-623-3646 is always the number to call up. Let me transition to the NFL. And I have to confess to you that this kind of breaks my heart. The Pittsburgh Steelers looked absolutely god-awful yesterday. They did. No offense worth even talking about. Giving up about 258 yards rushing to the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills didn't get gimmicky or anything. Ran the same damn plays all game long. Ran towards the tight end and ran away from the tight end. Two plays all day long. Steelers were ill-equipped to do anything about it. Very embarrassing. Not impressive. Aaron Rodgers, you see right there, 10 for 21, 117 yards. Just an anemic performance indicative of somebody that needs to retire. Enough of the dipping and dunking to the DK Metcalfs or anybody else. You need somebody with an arm that can rifle that damn football. And that doesn't appear to be Aaron Rodgers anymore. I could be wrong, but it doesn't appear to be him anymore. The real story here, however, is Mike Tomlin. Ladies and gentlemen, they were chanting, fire Mike Tomlin. Sean, do you have that sound? They were chanting this. It's not good. It's not good at all. I'm a Steelers fan. I'm a lifelong Steelers fan. I unapologetically love and support Mike Tomlin. Everybody knows this. I've been a fan of his for a very, very long time. 197, 122, and 2 record. 18 consecutive non-losing seasons, which is an NFL record. That's the Mike Tomlin we're talking about. We're also talking about a Mike Tomlin that if he were to depart from Pittsburgh, you couldn't count the amount of job opportunities he'd have waiting for him. But there's no getting around what we heard yesterday. There's no getting around it. Sean, play that sound, please. That sound was serenading from the stadium in Pittsburgh. And in fairness, I cannot blame them one bit. I wish that I could, but I can't. Because when you're the Steelers, a storied franchise with 6 Super Bowl rings in your coffers, and you haven't won a playoff game since 2016. At some point in time, it's not about whether or not you can coach or not, because I know Mike Tomlin can coach. It's about whether or not a new voice is needed. That a change is needed. I wouldn't stop at him. I tell you right now, I'd look at the GM, Omar Khan. What the hell is going on? What's up with this talent that you have on the squad? What's up with the dollars that we doled out? What does our future look like? All of those things are points that can't be avoided. But Tomlin, again, is where the story is. Tomlin, again, is where the story can't be avoided. And I hate it because, again, I'm a fan of the man and the coach. But facts are facts, and certain things are simply inescapable. When you look at Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers, you have to remember that last year they lost 5 games. They lost 5 straight games to end the regular season and then lost in the playoffs. Ladies and gentlemen, they've been in the playoffs 6 times since 2016. They've lost all 6 games. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that in those games, every single one of those games, the Steelers trailed by at least 21 points? And not only that, never once held the lead. So not only have you not won a playoff game since 2016, you haven't had a lead in a playoff game since 2016. That's a lot. That's a lot. He came on board, he said, run the football, stop the run. But they can't run the football and they can't stop the run. They got 249 yards rushing yesterday. It's just, and this is with the Bills. They were down two offensive tackles. And since the wind was swirling, you knew they had to run the football because it was virtually impossible to throw it. And still, the Steelers defense couldn't do anything to stop them. The Bills called a run play on 63.5% of their snaps, the 4th highest rate in the game since drafting Josh Allen in 2018. Think about that. Time of possession, 42-18 for the Buffalo. 42-18. And now the Steelers 4-1 to start the season, have lost 5 of their last 7, are tied with the Baltimore Ravens, and they are .500 team. at 6-6. And clearly they're on pace to win maybe 9 games. A miracle would be 10. And either 9 or 10 games in the season, that would mark the 4th straight years the Steelers have done that. But if you're Tomlin, 6-11 in their last 17 games. 6-11, including what I just told you. At some point in time, you, as a Steeler fan, have a right to say, do we need something new? How long does it take you to find a quarterback? How long does it take your GM to give you some talent? And you look at the way George Pickens is looking in Dallas with Dak Prescott throwing him the football. You had that chance in Philadelphia, in Pittsburgh. You just couldn't get him a quarterback. And when you thought you had a quarterback, you let him go in favor of DK Metcalf instead of keeping both of them. It's a lot, y'all. It's a lot. I hate to say it, but it's a lot. I don't want the man to leave, but I will tell you, it's not about him being fired. Because as my man Adam Schefter, the Ultimate Insider, says, Steelers are not firing Mike Tomlin. So, okay, they'll agree to part ways. And if that's the case, somebody will scoop Mike Tomlin up, and I have no doubt, give him a quarterback and he'll be successful. For some reason, in Pittsburgh, it's been virtually impossible to find a damn quarterback. And because of that reality, it's just trickled down and affected everything else. You're not on the field enough. You're exposing the defense too much because they're overexposed, because the offense can't produce anything, at least chunk up a bunch of time on the clock, giving them some rest, if nothing else. Can't even do that. Aaron Rodgers calling out receivers. Fans chanting for Mike Tomlin to be fired. It's a mess in the Steel City. Change is understandable. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is up number, is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with your calls and more in a minute.